Chapter 1. I watched from the window as the boys tumbled out of the brick schoolhouse across the field from us. Our class was running over, again. Girls shifted in their seats and sneaked glances at the clock above the chalkboard. My friend Hafsa sighed. "And finally, I have some bad news," Miss Sadia told us. She picked up a stack of papers from her desk. "I finished grading your math tests. Only 5 of you passed." The class let out a collective groan. "Now, now," she hushed us. "This just means we have more work to do. We'll go over it tomorrow and take another test next week." "Those questions were hard," my younger sister Seema whispered to me. We lined up by the chalkboard at the front of the class to get our tests. "I should have stayed with the younger class until fall." "Oh, come on. You know you probably passed," I whispered back. "When have you ever failed an exam?" Seema tugged at her sleeves as she walked up to Miss Sadia. It was only in the arms that you could see my old uniform was too big on her. Miss Sadia handed Seema the paper. As expected, Seema's worried expression shifted to a smile. Her steps were lighter before she slipped out of the classroom. "I'm sorry I can't help today," I told Miss Sadia once the room was empty. This was my favorite part of the day, when everyone left and it was just the two of us. The building felt like it had exhaled, expanding a little bit without all 34 of us, crammed 2 to a desk, filling up nearly every square inch of space. "My mother is in bed again."
"Is the baby almost here?"
"Yes. So my father said I have to come home and watch my sisters." "I'll miss your help, Amal, but he's right. Family comes first."